Proclamation number 6981 of 1st of December, 1957. Light transmission equal to realization. Nothing will remain hidden from you if your soul can be completely permeated by my light of love, for then it will be in contact with me again, and then there will be no more darkness, no more lack of knowledge and no more unresolved questions for it. Then it has become knowledgeable, and it only needs to contemplate in its thoughts what it wants to know in order to also already receive enlightenment through my love. Then the exchange of our thoughts will take place as in the beginning, then the relationship from the child to the father will be established by this soul, and then it will also be allowed to experience the father's love without limitation and also be blissfully happy without limitation. But this state of a soul is not yet conceivable for you humans. You are still in darkness as long as you have not yet recognized your task on earth. Or sparks of light will certainly shine upon you from time to time which already provide you with a small realization. But only a few have a light within themselves which already shines in a larger radius, thus it has chased away the actual state of darkness. But these souls will feel far happier than the former, for already having a clearer picture of the actual purpose of earthly life also means a certain security for the human being in relation to all fateful experiences. He sees a purpose in everything that goes on around him, and he also sees his own task in the midst of his surroundings. Even if his own life is less favorable, he still has an advantage over his fellow human beings, and therefore he does not find his own situation in life oppressive, for he knows that he is in contact with me as the power who can always help him and avert everything that oppresses him. Thus he is never hopeless because a light constantly shines for him which reveals much to him. To go through earthly life without knowledge is always proof that the human being does not yet receive my illumination of love, that he resists it and therefore lives in spiritual darkness. And then it only makes sense to him what is connected with the material world and what he will therefore also strive for without considering that it loses all meaning at the moment of his death. Thus he is blind in spirit. The night of death surrounds him even though he lives on earth, for his soul is dead. It is not touched by my ray of love because the human being excludes all possibility of this. But how grateful the soul would be if it only possessed a small glimmer of light when leaving the body, its bodily shell, at the hour of death. The smallest ray of light would show it the way. But so it wanders around in darkness, and its fate is pitiful because it will not lose the awareness of its existence but then it will only ever reap what the human being has sown on earth. And thus the soul has prepared the darkness for itself. It did not take care in earthly life to dissolve the covers it is surrounded by and thus to grant my ray of light of love access. To dissolve these coverings in the beyond is much more difficult, and the soul needs help. And it can often take a long time until it finds its way around its surroundings, until it walks along in a twilight. Until a small realization makes it happy and it now also directs its will according to this realization. With constant striving the light in it will also increase, i.e., my work of love and mercy will become ever more clearly understandable to it and also its own state. It will learn to recognize ever more brightly what its actual task and final aim consists of and strive towards it. But to have already acquired this realization on earth and thus to be able to cross over into the spiritual kingdom in light is the human being's aim on earth, which everyone could achieve and which makes him unspeakably happy at the hour of death. for then the soul will be overbrightly illuminated and able to overlook and understand everything. Every veil will fall before its eyes, and the bliss of constant light penetration will be the fate of those who already begin to dissolve the shells of their souls on earth, which can only happen through unselfish loving activity. On earth you humans will not experience the spiritual effects of such loving activity, but at the hour of death you will be allowed to experience them, and in a flash you will have spiritual knowledge at your disposal which will also enable you to work in the kingdom of the beyond. To lead ignorant souls to the light again and to do the same to them as was done to you during your earthly life. To make the hearts receptive for the divine light of love which I constantly let shine upon them so that they will become eternally blissful. Amen.